mention, this was a paper that I wrote for my Master's of Public Health thesis when I was a student at VCU. And I currently have been removed from the subject matter for a little while, so I'm going to do my best to... No, I can do it. It's fine. Thank you. To give you a good presentation here. Just a overview of how the presentation is going to go today. I'm just basically going to walk through the study, different objectives, background, and then some significant results that we found. When I started this research paper, I wanted to see if there was a higher prevalence of pediatric asthma in populations that lacked routine preventive care. And some of the objectives, this was written with my advisor, Dr. Masho, who is unable to attend this afternoon. Oh, there she is. Hi, Dr. Masho. And we came up with these main objectives for the paper. So we wanted to look and see if there was a higher prevalence of pediatric asthma in populations that lacked adequate preventive medical care. We also wanted to examine the prevalence of childhood ER visits for asthma among recipients and non-recipients of asthma management programs. And then the third and final objective was to see if we could determine a relationship between these adequate preventive medical care services and the ER visits that were seen in children under the age of 18. So just to give you a little background on asthma. Asthma is a preventable chronic inflammatory condition of the lungs that results in tightening or narrowing of the airways. And exacerbations are usually attributed to an allergic reaction from one or more of the triggers that I have listed here. And just in doing this research, one of the statistics that I found particularly surprising was that 40% of children in the U.S. are exposed to cigarette smoke in their homes, which is one of the more prevalent triggers of asthma exacerbations. So I thought that was pretty surprising, knowing all that we know about tobacco exposure. So why is asthma in children such an important public health issue? Looking at public health issues, we usually think of a couple main components, one being, is there preventability in the issue, and also, is there room for intervention? And both of those things exist with asthma in children, especially pertaining to the dangerous asthma exacerbations, which are pretty much completely preventable with proper care. Also, as a lot of the literature will show, children and parents aren't receiving asthma management information to prevent and control these issues. So right there, you have an opportunity to educate. In addition to those components, it's the leading cause of school absenteeism and also one of the leading causes for emergency room visits, morbidities, hospitalizations, and mortalities in children. And sharp increases in the incidence of childhood asthma in the U.S. in recent years requires not only therapeutic interventions, but also changes in social and physical environments in which our children are growing and have become almost a social norm. So looking at the data source for this particular project, we used the 2003 National Health Interview Survey, and it's done every year by the National Center for Health Statistics, and just at the time when I was in school, this was the particular year that was the most recent data. And it's a continuous nationwide cross-sectional survey of the health status and behaviors. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with this particular survey, but it's multi-stage probability sampling, and it's comprised of face-to-face questionnaires administered in randomly selected households. There are five questionnaires that make up the survey, and the ones utilized for this particular study were the children's sample questionnaire and additional information about family history was supplemented by using the family questionnaire portion of the survey. So just get through that data section as quickly as possible. So taking a look at the study population, we wanted to include children under the age of 18 years old who were diagnosed as having asthma by a physician and those who had actually had an asthma episode in the prior 12 months. Those were considered to be I guess people, or children rather, with active asthma, and there was no flag for severity of disease in this particular data set, so it was something that we considered to be a marker of what we were, the population that we were looking for. Just looking at the sampling, you can see some of the numbers that were involved here. The sample child questionnaire contained a little bit over 12,000 children, those with a diagnosis of asthma, 1,536, and then those with recent asthma episodes within the past 12 months were 653, which was our study population for the analyses. All right, the outcome assessment was a little bit tricky. We knew that our outcome variable was the ER visit in the past 12 months because that was our indication of uncontrolled or inadequate preventive care. And I wasn't exactly sure how to assess inadequate care. So there was an initiative that was done, I believe, in 2004. It was updated most recently, and it was the Global Initiative for Asthma. And they had a listing of different different variables that would affect preventive care for asthma, and 12 of the variables that were included in the data set were actually very similar to things that they were recommending providers and families to look for within preventive care. So we took those 12 variables from the NHIS study, and we created a composite variable where a score of less than 6, and it was flagged yes or no, a score of less than 6 was considered to be inadequate care. And you can just see some of the examples up there: proper medication and prescription inhalers, asthma management and education, were they given an asthma management plan, et cetera. Also looking at socio-demographic variables, race, ethnicity, and access and utilization to care. And we had a pretty small N of 653, and once we started getting into these smaller subsets of the population, our numbers began to dwindle, so we had to restrict some of the analysis. Just a general overlook of what was done analyses-wise, descriptive, proportions, and means. We did some crude analyses looking at yes-no flag for ER visits, and then adjusted analysis using multiple logistic regression. So looking at the results, the NHIS data, it showed about 12.5% of children with asthma, which was resembling the national average of 13% that was known at that time. And again, this is the 2003 data that we're comparing. Just looking at some of the descriptive results, more than half were male in our study population. A larger percent were in the 11 to 17 group, and then the race and ethnicity variables were pretty consistent with census data. The one thing that we did notice was that over 25% of those children in our study population came from a household with a family income less than $20,000 a year. So looking at prevalence, you can see some underlying themes of disparity surfacing with race and socioeconomic status and past medical histories, and these things are pretty well known in the asthma literature. We found that approximately 23% of children with asthma ended up in the emergency room in a year's time, as well as 56% of children who are under the age of 6, almost 50% of African American children, and over 50% of children who are living in low-income households. So any of the results that you see highlighted here are considered statistically significant. This first slide here just shows some demographic variables, and it was shown that the adjusted odds ratio for children under the age of 6 are three and a half times almost more likely to end up in the emergency room with asthma-related issues. And this, once adjusted for confounding, remained significant. Looking at some mother education variables, it's actually, we found some inexplainable results where it seemed as using higher education as a reference, that no degree in some college as well as high school diplomas and less than high school seems protective. Again, the numbers aren't very large, and we have no explanation for that, but it did remain significant in the some college to no degree category after adjusting for confounding. The family income category also showed that children in homes with an annual income less than $20,000 were 1.8 times more likely to have an emergency room visit, and that also remains significant, although starting to attenuate towards the null here with the 1 at the lower end of the confidence interval. And so this is really the main slide that we were interested in. Looking at our composite variable standard of care, anyone with the less than 6 items who we had considered to be inadequate care in conjunction with the guidance from the GINA initiative, they were 2 times more likely to end up in the emergency room at least once in the previous year for an asthma exacerbation. When we were looking at places where care was most often utilized, it showed that there was a seemingly protective effect from hospital emergency room being the primary source of care as opposed to a doctor's office, but that effect was lost when adjusted for confounding. So just some of the main results that we took from the data analysis. Again, the twofold increase in children with inadequate care, and children under 6 were more susceptible, low family income, and then that inexplainable less college, less education variable, seemingly protective. So some of the conclusions that we came up with: lack of adequate asthma management and prevention are important determinants for asthma-related ER visits, and practices that support early intervention for asthma management and preventive care were associated with a reduced risk of these emergency room visits. Initiatives to support mandatory asthma management education and programming at PCP practices, as well as at the home setting, are essential to the management of pediatric asthma. And the findings that we saw were definitely biologically plausible. They seemed to make sense. They were definitely intuitive in the nature of the disease. One of the things that I didn't put on this slide, just linking in the policy theme from this year's conference, is that really, policymakers need to involve healthcare professionals and also parents or caretakers in developing reasonable approaches to mandatory asthma management programs. There are other programs in place currently for things like acne medication, Accutane, which with all the pregnancy test requirements and things like that, where it is foreseeable that something like that would be feasible in a primary care setting and for the small subset of children who are afflicted with this chronic condition. And just in finishing up, I wanted to give a couple of the study limitations that I feel are pretty relevant to this kind of research. All the answers were questionnaire-based, and there's quite a bit of recall bias that's been seen in this kind of sampling. Also, the parents were the ones being interviewed about their children, and there's quite a bit of guilt that are associated with issues of embarrassment or being ashamed of what kind of parenting they're doing, which can lead to refusals in a lot of cases, as well as quite a bit of dishonesty. And then the third biggest point was the interview bias, as there were over 200 different interviewers administering the questionnaire.